speak in the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. Will you please be seated? Today is special. It's Advent Sunday, the beginning of that season of expectation and preparation as we, the Church, ready ourselves to celebrate the coming, the Adventus of Christ in his incarnated self. A baby named Jesus, born in a makeshift crib, an animal's feeding trough, a manger. Today is also special because we, the Church, celebrate the presence among us of another baby, Alfred, Alfie, born, thankfully, not in a stable, nor even in the 21st century equivalent, the back of an ambulance, because there was no room in the delivery suite. During this service, Alfie will be baptized into the family of the Church, marking the beginning of his journey with God, a first step in response to God's love, a love which was incarnated in the love of his parents, Oliver and Arabella. For Alfie is the outcome of your love. The liturgy of baptism incorporates a number of symbols which tell us something about the Christian way. There is the signing of the cross, the badge of faith, which reminds us of the extent of Christ's love. To use Paul's words in his letter to the Ephesians, the breadth, length, height, and depth of Christ's love. There is the symbolic drowning in the waters of baptism, ourselves dying to all that separates us from God, and a reminder that we are reborn, a new people called to pattern our lives on the life of Christ. There is the giving of a lighted candle, which reminds us that the light of Christ is an inextinguishable beacon of hope amid the darkness of our world. Alfie's journey, your journey, the Church's journey, involves sacrificial love, with lives modeled on that of Christ's, and confident that the light of Christ will penetrate even the very darkest places of our world. It is a journey of twists and turns. One moment, uncertainty. The next, vulnerability. And all the time, embracing risks for the sake of love. Our reading a moment ago from Mark's Gospel details what that means. Beware. Keep alert. It is with those words that Jesus calls on his disciples to be vigilant through the four watches of the night, in the evening, at midnight, when the cock crows, and at dawn. Each recalls a key moment in the passion narrative. In the evening, Jesus has his final meal with his disciples, and among their number is Judas, who will betray him. At midnight, there is his arrest. As the rooster, the cock crows, Peter denies any knowledge of Jesus. And then at dawn, Jesus is tried before Pilate. What Mark intends his reader to understand is that we cannot escape a similar journey into uncertainty, vulnerability, and the call to take outrageous risks for the sake of the gospel. This gospel reading at the beginning of Advent is a reminder that the Christmas story is itself one of uncertainty, vulnerability, and risk-taking. The Christ child was not immune to the turbulence and violence of human history. With Herod, on learning that he'd been misled by those wise men ordering the massacre of the children in Bethlehem. Forewarned in a dream, Joseph and Mary with their newborn embark on that hazardous journey south into Egypt. I'm preaching this sermon. Advent reminds us to stay vigilant and be confident that no matter what trials beset us in our journey of faith, trouble at home, in the workplace, or globally with the precarious state of international affairs, Christ is present as one who both accompanies us at times of personal tragedy and calls us as church to be a different community, modeling and making possible forms of social relationship not found elsewhere. If I may be allowed to fast forward Alfie's life a decade or so, and those years will go quickly enough, the church should not be about keeping Alfie in his teenage years occupied and entertained until eventually and inevitably he loses interest. The church should be intent on capturing his imagination with a form of social practice so authentic and so inspiring that instead of being embarrassed by his church, a church which is totally out of touch, Alfie will be attracted by a community whose forms of relating is striding daringly ahead of his culture rather than dragging ungrudgingly behind it. Who knows what the future will hold for Alfie, or for you, or for me. But the question which challenges each one of us is this: are we, as the Christian community in this place, risk-averse or risk-takers? Risk-averse or risk-takers? For the sake of Christ, which are you? Amen.